We've talked so many times in so many ways about how the drug vagrant crisis affects people's lives throughout our region. I got an email yesterday from listener Jennifer, who wanted to comment on her experience, but I'm going to let her help tell the stories. Jennifer joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Jennifer, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So tell me what happened to you that led to you reaching out to me.
Well, I live in the Broadview neighborhood, a nice neighborhood. And I was doing some shopping, you know, just returning some things at the Northgate Mall, which has kind of been overrun by many homeless people because there's a huge encampment right there at the off-ramp to Northgate.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of the crime and drug addicts, they've sort of moved to the mall and there's much more security now. But it affected me the other day when I was shopping and I was just kind of walking to my car. I dropped a few things and went down to grab my keys and my bag, and I felt something poke my hand, my left hand. And I picked up my bags and I looked, and there I see a used syringe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I was really shocked. I have a lot of friends who are nurses, so I do have a first aid kit in my car. I cleaned it really well. It was bleeding. It was just a poke, and I cleaned it with hydrogen peroxide, bandaged it up, and then I headed straight to Harborview to get tested.
Okay, and, before we get to the testing, so what in the world goes through your mind when you realize you've just been poked by a used needle?
Well, the first thing that went through my mind is, oh my gosh, you know, hepatitis C, because I know that's a big thing that's, you know, that's transmitted through used needles.
Yes.
And then, of course, HIV AIDS. So I'm a pretty calm person. I didn't freak out. I kind of internally freaked out, but you know, I knew the right steps to take immediately. And, of course, I was angry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you get down to Harborview, and they have to test you?
Yeah, so I actually, my doctor, I got his direct number. I phoned him, and he says, yes, get in right away, and we can test you. So right away they can do an AIDS test immediately, and that tested negative, but sometimes it does test negative and I will have to wait 3 more months to see, because it can be dormant, I guess, in your system. And then with the Hep C, I'll need to wait another week or so. But they drew many, many vials of blood to test various things that could have infected me from this used needle.
So you're waiting a week for the Hep C test. You're going to have to get retested for the HIV in a few months. I know you said in your email to me this has been a nightmare. How much of a nightmare is this?
Well, you know, it's just a nightmare not knowing. It's a nightmare thinking, oh, you know, you go through all the scenarios. If I did contract HIV, and you know, what's life going to be like? But I, you know, like I said, I'm a pretty calm person. I'm trying not to future trip too much.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When it's such a long wait, you know, you do kind of freak out a little bit, and it is very concerning, and it's been on my mind, and you know, really hard to remain calm and, you know, get sleep until I get these results.
You said you're angry too. Who are you angry at?
You know, I am a little angry because I'm a 50-year resident in Seattle, and I've seen my city just basically go to hell. I mean, when I was young, we called it the Emerald City or the Jet City. And, you know, no longer is it the Emerald beautiful city that I grew up in. Like I said, I live in the Broadview neighborhood, which is above Carkeek Park.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my anger comes is they're camping down there, and you know, there's needles everywhere on the trails. I don't even walk my dog down there, and I am starting to feel like, you know, they're right. And you know, believe me, I don't begrudge them for being homeless, but I just feel that their right remaining you know, drug addicts and, you know, continuing to use and not wanting to get into shelters or get help. That's what angers me, that it's just continuing on, and it's almost like, you know, our council people are just feeding into the whole dilemma of, you know, the homelessness.
You bet. Well, did you hear they did a huge... They did a huge sweep of that Northgate encampment 2 days ago.
They offered
services to scores and scores and scores of homeless people there, offered them a place to sleep, a place to get mental health counseling, to get drug treatment. One person said yes. All the rest said no. They prefer to live on the streets and live their life of addiction. And that's the challenge we face right now, Jennifer.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And what I had heard was not one. And I drive by it every day. And it's just really gross. I mean, it's got to be a biohazard. There's no, you know, porta potties in there. Although they have swept it, I'm sure that they will come back.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just don't know. I mean, our taxpayer dollars are just, we're just throwing money at it, and nothing's getting done.
Yep.
And of course, you know, I watch the news, and they have interviewed various people on the streets that have come from other cities, because Seattle is kind of just a gateway city to, you know,
we are unquestionably the heroin. Yes, we're the magnet destination in the United States for drug vagrants. Well, I'm very sorry for what you're going through, Jennifer. I'll keep a very good thought for you as you get your test results. And I'm sorry, because like you, I'm a lifetime resident of this city, and it breaks my heart to see what happened here.
It's very sad. It's very sad, and something has to change. I don't know. It's just awful, and I just get so angry when I see, you know, Jenny Durkin wanting more money to, you know, for tax or tolling people to drive downtown, which is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Know? Well, Jennifer, all my best to you, and we'll keep a good thought for those test results, okay?
Oh, great. Okay, thanks so much for the call, and I'm glad I could be of help to somebody.
Yeah, thank you so much. My pleasure. Jennifer is a listener to the show. She has to wait the test results from Harborview to see if the needle poke that she got had some more dire challenges ahead for her. Love to hear your thoughts. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. We have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.